Come on down, everybody. You're the next contestant on Would Esmeralda Buy That?
That's right.
You know, for a second, I was like, somebody chose that for Wild Card Wednesday? What the? No, that's
it is a happy tune.
It's a jam. That song is a jam. Ah, there you go. And then I have the sound effect. Hold on, let me make sure hang on. Well, hold on. No, it's not this.
Woo!
It's not that. That's not it. Where is the? Hold on a minute.
A little lower. There you go.
There. That's right. Vic heard a lot of that the last time we did this segment.
Yes, I did.
All right, listen, before we jump into Would Esmeralda Buy That, I have one more pair of tickets, the final pair of tickets to that great soccer match between Bayern Munich and AC Milan at Soldier Field. It's on July 27th. It's the world's best soccer in Chicago, and this is one of Europe's fiercest rivalries. You can get your tickets at internationalchampionscup.com, internationalchampionscup.com. Again, Bayern Munich versus AC Milan at Soldier Field on July 27th. Your pair of tickets can be yours if you call 312-981-7200 and be caller 7. 312-981-7200. Right now, if you are caller 7, you get a pair of tickets to this great soccer match at Soldier Field on July 27th. 312-981-7200. Caller 7 gets the tickets for this soccer match. All right. Now, does everybody have the items?
Got it up here in the newsroom.
All right.
Yes.
And you have it in traffic? Now, we're going to start with the last one from the leftover one from the last time we did this, okay? Let me describe this. The idea here, everybody, is let's explain a little bit. Esmeralda, you happen to really love infomercials, you get sucked into them. You love the as seen on TV stuff. You love gadgets and you love crazy little items. You have a weakness for them. And if you had like an endless bank account, you'd go kind of nuts, right?
Oh, for sure. I would hoard all of those products.
And you do have, just give an example of a couple of the products that you have.
I just recently bought the Food Saver.
Right.
The big old machine, that vacuum thing for food.
Right.
I have the pet egg.
Ah, yes, that's where you can
scrapes your foot.
Seems like old times. I got to go get my feet scraped.
Yes, I own a veggetti.
A veggetti,
which is you take a zucchini or any tube-like vegetable, and it'll make it into a noodle.
Okay, I'm sorry, but when you said veggetti, I was like, is this a feminine product that I don't?
It's like you already own one of those. What are you talking about?
I was like, a veggetti. What does that do? What could that possibly do? All right. Well, here's our next item that's up for bids. The question is, would Esmeralda buy this?
This is Hannah.
What's going on there? What is this voice? Where is that coming from?
Lay off Hannah.
Came from.
What was that? Dan was...
Yeah, YouTube started auto-playing.
Oh, YouTube started auto-playing?
You know how when it reaches the end of the video, it goes to the next one?
Oh, okay. That was weird. Okay. You ready? Capture the Flag Redux. Capture the Flag Redux. It's a game. The strategy, stealth, and teamwork required for success in Capture the Flag become even more crucial when you redux the game and add darkness. Capture the Flag Redux modernizes and adds LED lights to the traditional game equipment for a loads o' fun. And that's how it's written. Loads o' fun nighttime activity for the fam. Or a terrific way to keep the party going with friends after the bars close. Instead of a flag, Capture the Flag Redux includes blue and green glowing orbs that players must steal from the opposing team. Up to 8 players per team designate their loyalties by wearing corresponding lit blue and green bracelets. Additional lights include jail markers to illuminate boundaries and territory lights for marking where is safe and where you can get caught. In addition to Capture the Flag Redux, it includes 12 cards with alternative games and Capture the Flag variations that you can play with LED equipment. So a fun, crazy game to play after you're drunk and the bars close. Capture the Flag Redux retails at $49. And the question is, would Esmeralda buy that? Let's start with Dan Chagrou.
Esmeralda and V do enjoy a lot of activities together.
Yes.
And I could see them doing this, but I don't think she would buy this.
If
one
buy.
Of their friends had done this, uh-huh. like the person who threw the soup party was like, hey guys, let's go play Capture the Flag, I think she'd be down for it. But I don't think she would go out of her way to purchase it.
Okay.
So I will say no, Esmeralda would not buy
she
that.
She would not buy that. Vic, what do you think? Do you think Esmeralda would buy Capture the Flag Redux?
I think Dan had a thoughtful idea, and I'm going to go with it. No.
No, you don't think she would. I am going to say that yes, indeed, no. I agree with Dan. I agree with Vic. So it's three solid no's on Capture the Flag Redux for $49. Now, question is, Esmeralda, would you buy that?
No. No, I would not.
There we go. So far, we're 3-for-3. Vic, you're feeling good, man. You're feeling strong, right?
Just put some black tape over that wah, wah, wah button. You won't be needing that.
I won't be touching that one. Okay, you ready for the next item that's up for bids? Would Esmeralda buy that? The item is called Cinema on Your Finger. Cinema on Your Finger. The CB100 is the ultimate mobile projector. It can be used to project a movie or show pictures. All you need is a wall. Displays up to 10 feet of high-quality content. Works with your Apple, Android, or Windows device. Its integrated dual speaker setup packs a surprising punch. Its battery will allow you to enjoy great content without charging for an hour and a half. So Cinema on Your Finger at a cost of $248. And you all see the picture, how small it is. It's basically small enough that you can balance it on your index finger, and it has a little handle on it. And it's wireless. $248 Cinema on Your Finger. Dan, would Esmeralda buy that?
I will say no. I will say that she thinks it's cool, but for that price tag, not cool enough.
Okay. Oh, a no from Dan for Cinema on Your Finger. Vic Vaughn.
So we take the price tag into consideration?
We do.
Mm. That makes this so hard.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I think she would save up and buy it.
Ooh, okay. All right, so Vic says that she would save up and buy it. I am going to agree. I'm going to say I got to agree with Dan on this one as well. I don't see this being a big draw for Esmeralda. I don't. I think Esmeralda likes the stuff that has more of a practical use. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think that's what Esmeralda's weakness is. It's not so much that's a cool gadget. It's more like, wow, that's cool because it does this, and I like things that get done. So I am saying no. So Dan says no, I say no, Vic says yes. Now, Esmeralda, the question is, would you buy that?
No.
And for... I got to take the tape off here.
Now, Dan is right. I wouldn't buy... That's a lot of money. I could just buy a TV. I could just buy a new TV.
I mean, you can't carry the TV around in your finger.
That's right. You cannot hang a TV from your finger.
That is true, but I don't really have a need to be projecting movies anywhere outside of my home.
The one thing that because I think it's actually kind of a cool gadget.
No, it is. And yeah. I was thinking, like, you know, this would be great for my bedroom.
But my thing is that what if the movie's more than an hour and a half?
Well, you would just have to start
charging it.
Yeah.
Oh, you could just put the charger on it? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I like the idea because I don't have a TV in my bedroom, and sometimes I just want to lie there and watch stuff,
yeah.
Not on a laptop.
Right.
$248?
Yeah.
I mean, I get it because that's pretty cool technology.
We'll
but...
check back in with a year when it's down to like 130.
Right. Yeah.
Give me
right.
some discount.
When you can get it by opening a bank account somewhere, then that's when you can.
Yeah,
actually...
that's kind of pricey, especially okay. when I wouldn't use it anywhere else.
All
most
right.
likely.
Well, the vote, the score so far is Nick and Dan with 2 and Vic with 1. And we will continue after we break here for weather and traffic.
The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was.
Yeah, man. Wild Card Wednesday continues. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio and 720 WGN 262 area code requested Son of a Preacher Man by Dusty Springfield. Now, I would like to thank Connie's Pizza for having me think of Son of a Pizza Man every time I hear that now. Every time, like that. During the Hawks games, Connie's Pizza, they play the commercial constantly during the Hawks games here on GN, and it was the girl singing Son of a Pizza Man.
It's also a jam.
No, yeah, I just would like to say that that's now in my head. When I hear Son of a Preacher Man, I think Son of a Pizza Man. So, hello and welcome back to our exciting contest, Would Esmeralda Buy That? All right. So the score is Nick 2, Dan 2, Vic 1. Oh, wait, all right, Vic, are you ready to redeem yourself?
Let's do it.
Wow. He's getting very, very serious about it. Let's do it. Okay. Are you ready for the next item? Everybody up for bids? Blanky Tails Shark Blanket. Blanky Tails Shark Blanket. Now, we all see the picture of this item. By the way, you can see the pictures of all these items on our Facebook page. If you're playing along at home, you need to like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/NickDShow. You can see the pictures of each of the items that I'm describing, and that'll help you figure out whether or not Esmeralda would buy it. So go to Facebook.com/NickDShow right now and check out the picture of Blanky Tails Shark Blanket. Here we go. It's the blanket you can step into. After getting in, the shark's mouth extends just above your waist, while your feet go into the shark's tail, a la a sleeping bag. Blankets are made from premium, super soft, double-sided minky fabric. And it's not Inspector Clouseau pronouncing monkey, because that's how Peter Sellers is. Inspector Clouseau, he says monkey, he says minky. So it's not made of monkeys. Just so you know that.
Or mink, I'm guessing.
No, it's minky. Yeah, it's a form of minky.
It's minkish.
Minkish. Features super soft felt teeth. Great for staying cozy at night, camping, sleepovers, movie nights, summer camp, and it makes a great gift. And ultimately, it looks as though the idea is that you're snug in this sort of sleeping bag thing, and it looks like you're Quint in Jaws, at the end of Jaws, when he's being bitten half by the shark. It looks like you are being swallowed alive by a shark. And I would like to actually point out the fantastic acting that this guy gives in this still.
He's having fun getting eaten.
He's having fun being chewed up by a felty, minky shark. All right, Dan, would Esmeralda buy that?
Esmeralda loves her minky fabric. So I am going to vote yes. Esmeralda would indeed buy that.
Loves her minky fabric. Does it go with your vajuicer? What's that? What is that thing called?
Vajetti.
Oh, the vajetti.
Because it's like spaghetti, but it's vegetable.
Oh, all right. They need to change the name of that.
Spaghetti.
I'm telling you, man. Vegetable spaghetti. I get it. Uh-huh. All right. So we've got one. You have one yes. Okay, Vic.
Yes.
That's all you're going to say.
I'm laughing about the vajetti.
Okay, the vajetti.
Yes, she would buy that. I think she would enjoy a nice bowl of popcorn and watch a movie in that thing.
Okay. I'm going to say we got a clean sweep here. So we're either all wrong or we're all right, because I am saying that she indeed would buy the Blanky Tails Shark Blanket. The cost of $39.95. Forgot to give the cost. $39.95 is the price. All right, so we all think you'd buy it, Esmeralda. Would you buy that?
Yes.
Of course. Of course.
But can I also say, I'm looking at the website, I would also like a mermaid.
Oh, where you can actually look like a mermaid.
Yeah,
you look
like a mermaid.
Oh, man.
So there's mermaid and shark ones. I would like both, please.
You want both. Okay. All right. We got a resounding yes on that. Esmeralda, you have all the information to order it. So that's one of the other things is that we have these printed up for Vic. We have them printed up for me and for Esmeralda. And Esmeralda, you can just take the print up home with you. You got all the information. You can order it from there. All right. Now, this next one has been in the news. It was also featured on the funniest segment of Saturday Night Live this past week, when the beautiful and talented and absolutely hilarious Vanessa Bayer played young newscaster Laura Parsons on Weekend Update this past week. And if you've not seen it, hilarious, and I want to marry. Vanessa Bayer, if you're listening, let's get married. All right.
How romantic.
Isn't that romantic? 4:24 in the morning. Hey, Esmeralda. Hey, Vanessa Bayer, I want to marry you.
You said, let's get married, which is more of a command, which is why it was.
Yeah. Let's get married.
Funny.
Okay. All right. And we've heard about this. Here we go. KFC nail polish. KFC nail polish. Literally finger licking good. It's a combination of 11 secret spices and herbs, specifically designed to hold the flavor but also dry with a glossy coat similar to normal nail polish. Available in two polishes, original recipe and hot and spicy. Must be used within 5 days of bottling. That seems to be kind of a terrifying detail. The price is to be announced. They have not announced the price of this yet. The KFC nail polish so that your fingernails can taste like KFC. But remember to use the bottle within 5 days. All right, Dan.
If memory serves correct, Esmeralda does love her KFC, if I remember us correctly talking about that one morning. Mm. I think she would be put off by the fact it would require use within 5 days of bottling, but I think she would enjoy it so much it would not be an issue. So I will say yes, Esmeralda would buy this.
Dan is saying yes, Esmeralda would buy that. Vic.
This is my chance to gain ground, but... it's kind of gross. I don't think she'd buy that.
Okay. And you're saying
it's
no.
It's not hygienic anyway, licking your fingers like that.
Right.
No.
Right. It's the edible nail polish that's finger licking good. I'm going to agree with Vic on this one. So Dan's out on his own here. I'm going to agree with Vic, and I'm going to say no, that Esmeralda would not buy that. Let us find out. Esmeralda, would you buy that?
Yes.
Oh, man!
It's a very yes.
Oh, man!
But it's a yes.
That one's for Vic.
Because I want to know what it tastes like.
And that's
I'm just going to drink it out of the bottle.
I'm curious the whole 5 days of bottling. Like, are you just going to random people like, hey, here, would you like some nail polish? Because a bottle lasts a very long time.
I got a feeling this is made of a completely different substance to the kind of nail polish that you're used to.
Right, but you know what I mean? Like, a bottle of nail polish lasts.
Yeah.
Not in the sense of it can sit around for a while. I mean, as in, like, you use it. Like, if you were to, you'd have to use it, like, change for, like, every hour or something.
Yeah.
For all those the five odd hours are original recipe, and all the hours
are hot and
spicy.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how you could use up a whole bottle, unless they were very tiny bottles.
What if they came out with the extra crispy, so you had, like, all kinds of crunchy stuff on your nails?
Texture is in now.
Oh,
texture
it's true.
On the nails.
Yeah, it is. I think quite frankly, I think it's disgusting.
I don't know if I would go out into the world with it.
Yeah.
But I would want to buy some and
just
put it
to
on
try
and
it
try
out.
It.
All right. Well, Dan won that one.
In my head, these are all like forming one story. So, like, her and V just get back from Capture the Flag. They're projecting a movie using the cinema on your finger. They wrap themselves up in the shark blanket.
He's in the shark. She's in the
mermaid.
There you go.
She's doing her nails and
right.
having a snack.
And then eating them.
And then eating her fingers.
Right. Yes. I also have I didn't buy it, but I have a little bottle of Play-Doh scented perfume. So it would go so well with this Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Wow. Okay.
That's rare. I love the smell of Play-Doh.
Yeah, there's a company. I don't know if they still make the Play-Doh.
They have candles. They have candles that smell like Play-Doh too.
There you go.
Yeah.
But there's a company that makes, you know, they made dirt and grass smelling perfumes.
Right.
And they made this Play-Doh smelling one.
Okay. Well, the score so far is 2 for Vic, 3 for Nick, and Dan with a commanding lead of 4. All right. We're going to break here. We got the news, and we'll come back with another round and finish this up. Would Esmeralda buy that? And again, if you would like to play along, you can actually see the items that are on this edition on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow. More coming up after the news.
God's unchanging hand. Lay your hopes on things eternal.
All right, good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on Wildcard Wednesday. Coming up in just about 26 minutes, it's 5 o'clock, it's the opening bell with Steve Grzanich, and then my good friend, Mr. Steve Cochran at 6 a.m. It is Wild Card Wednesday. 309 area code requested Guy Davis and his song, God's Unchanging Hands. So there you go. All right, we get back to Would Esmeralda Buy That? All right, so far the score is Vic Vaughn in the newsroom with 2. Nick DiGilio in Studio A with 3. And Dan Shagrew in the producer hut with 4. So Dan is in the lead. Esmeralda, are you ready for the next item?
Yes.
So the next item is the Faster Watermelon Slicer. The Faster Watermelon Slicer. And again, you can see pictures of these items on our Facebook page to play along at home. So go there now, facebook.com/NickDShow, and like us. Hey, love watermelon, but hate the mess that comes from cutting it up. Well, the Faster Watermelon Slicer is for you. The slicer cuts and digs your choice of perfect half moons or smaller cubes out of a watermelon without having to cut the rind. You also don't have to touch the melon with bare hands at any time during slicing, lifting, and transferring to the plate. What is this? 18. What is this? It's dishwasher. It's stainless steel, and it's dishwasher safe. And it's $5.50. Now, there is a very popular commercial for this that airs a lot on television for the Faster Watermelon Slicer.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I haven't seen it.
Yes.
I've only seen this online.
There is a popular, a pretty popular commercial that comes on, at least the channels that I watch. So let's find out. The Faster Watermelon Slicer, $5.50. Mr. Dan Shagrew.
When you asked, do you love watermelon but hate the mess, I could hear Esmeralda screaming, yes! So I will say she will indeed buy that.
She would buy this, okay? Vic Vaughn.
Yep, I had the same feeling. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I kind of want to know if she has a dishwasher, but I guess we can't ask qualifying questions. I'll just go with yes.
She has that thing. She has the pelican from...
That's for clothes.
Oh, that's for clothes. Okay.
It's a panda.
A panda, right.
Man.
Okay. So yes and yes. And I'm saying this is the first, this is a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned. This is an absolute no-brainer. This is a, without question, the biggest yes of this segment so far. Without question, she would buy this. All right, Esmeralda, the Faster Watermelon Slicer, would you buy it?
Yes.
Of course you would. Of course you would. All right. And you've not seen the commercial for it?
No.
Oh, it's great because you know how, but you hate the mess.
Right.
You should see the people
is
trying
the
to cut.
Kitchen just covered in watermelon.
Oh my
juice?
God, it's hilarious! If people trying to cut watermelons and stuff's flying all over the place.
Right. I imagine they're cutting it, and then the watermelon gets from out from under them, and it goes flying.
Oh, you got to see it. There's rinds laying all over the house. Watermelon juice, seeds. Kids are dying. Slipping on watermelon seeds in the kitchen, busting their heads open.
So does it slice from underneath?
No, you cut it in half. You cut the watermelon in half. And then you stick the thing in and just scoop, and then it picks it up.
But how do you...
You cross cut.
I mean, it has to scoop under it,
It scoops
right?
on. Yeah, it does.
Oh,
it
okay.
does it. It does it. It That's goes all the
so
way to the rind.
Cool.
Yeah.
I want one.
All right. I knew it. Okay. All right. Next on the docket. The Kohler Touchless Toilet Flush Kit. Kohler Touchless Toilet Flush Kit. Upgrade your toilet with a more hygienic way to flush. Once it's installed, just hold your hand over the sensor to activate the flush. No handle to touch means fewer germs to pick up or left behind. Retrofits a standard toilet to touchless flush. Flush is activated by a no-touch sensor mounted inside the tank. Works with most canister and flapper toilets. Simple installation takes most people less than 20 minutes. So the touchless toilet flush kit is $49.99. The question is, would Esmeralda buy it? Dan Chagru.
There are several individuals at this radio station who would purchase this.
Yeah, because there are several individuals who don't like many touching germaphobes. Anything. Yeah,
many
a lot
germaphobes.
Of germaphobes, yeah.
However,
as I'm watching Mary disinfect the entire traffic room right now. She just gave me a real nice look.
She sure did.
but I do not count Esmeralda as one of those germaphobes, so I will say no, Esmeralda would not buy
okay.
that.
Vic, what do you think?
We just confirmed that she's interested in buying something to put on your fingernails that you can suck off and eat later. So I think we've established that she's not concerned with touching the toilet flusher. So I'm going to say no.
So you're saying no.
No.
Okay. Based on the fact that she would suck chicken off of her fingernails. That's
for later too. You put it on and later you suck it off. Otherwise, you would just eat chicken.
Oh my God! All right, Dan, what did you say? You said yes.
No, I said no.
You said no. Vic said no. I am also going to say no. The touchless toilet flush kit would be a no. Esmeralda, yes or no on the touchless toilet kit?
I'm going to go with no.
Ah.
But it is cool.
It is cool. Okay.
But no.
All
I
right.
don't care.
Right. And, you know, I don't know. This just, it seems, I don't know.
I could see it if you have a lot of people in your house, but I don't really have people over.
No, I don't either. It's just me. So yeah. Whatever germs there are, they're mine.
Exactly.
My friend Andy is an electrician and he takes care of very, very, very rich people. And so I always ask him, like, oh, what was your last job? And a couple months ago, he told me, I installed a $30,000 toilet the other day.
What?
And they had to bring him in because they needed the electricity to power the heater that came out of the toilet. So it was a bidet complete with a heater to dry everything and also a touchless, you know, flushing
so
mechanism.
So after the bidet, you get your area gets blow dried.
Yes.
Right. I mean, well, because how else are you going to get up?
It
toilet
better have
paper?
A clapper light on it, too. That I
a clapper. Yeah, you need
clap
the clapper.
From my bed and the light comes out of the bowl so I can see on
the
way.
How about
to the
if the toilet just comes out of the bathroom and brings itself to you?
You just, sit on it and it walks around.
You sit on it and it walks around.
Right. So you can just go watch
and
TV.
Multitask.
Exactly.
Well, have you seen Idiocracy?
Yeah, but that's stationary.
Oh, you want a movable toilet?
Yeah, I want it to move around.
I see. So you just want a toilet you can move around on.
It's like a little. Yeah. Like a little scooter.
Yeah, rollers would be better.
A toilet scooter.
Flushing.
Just perfect for the red line.
I mean, no, it wouldn't be the house.
No, I thought you're on the red line. I got to go. So.
Although, it would be very nice considering, you know, sometimes you are on the red line and
you have to go.
You're just like, oh my
gosh. You could use the portable toilet if you had the. If you're on the red line, you need to go.
But no, that
do you ever hear the? Do you ever hear the? Here, since you've got the vajuju or whatever it is, what is that thing called?
The vajetti.
The vajetti. If you've got that thing, which is not what people are going like vajetti. What does that thing do? It makes vegetables into spaghetti.
Yeah, it spiralizes.
Yeah, zucchini, it's not what you think it is. Because when cucumber. You said vajetti, I'm like, I don't think we should be talking about this item on the air. But what now? Did you ever hear of the Whizzy?
No. What's that?
Dan, you remember the Whizzy?
I can't say that I do.
Oh, seriously?
No.
Because I talked about it when it first came out. It's like 15 years ago this thing came out. Maybe a little more. Vic, have you ever heard of the Whizzy?
I have not.
The Whizzy is an invention so that women can pee standing up.
Oh, I have. Oh. I just didn't know the name. I saw it in the Caribbean when I was over there. I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's called the Whizzy.
I didn't know it had a name. Yeah. Isn't it just like a funnel?
It looks like a taco shell. It does. It looks like it does.
Oh, no, but tell me about the whizzy. No.
Hell, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. What the hell is going on?
All right.
You're the one with the vajetti, not me. What the hell is going on? It looks like it's got a little handle on it. It looks like a taco shell.
Right. No, I've heard that it's good because.
Why is it good? Because
you don't get a mess. Like, say you go camping.
Right.
And you got to pop a squat. And this way you don't pee all over your legs. Because that can happen.
On the advertisement of the product I saw, there was a picture of, like, a graphic drawing. Not a graphic drawing.
A graphic drawing.
There was a.
Details.
The customer who purchased the product was standing in an alley behind, like, a restaurant bar.
Yeah,
standing
see?
Up.
Going to be just like the boys.
In fact,
it makes sense.
I had the inventor of the Whizzy on
public urination,
like 15, 16 years ago, and she was very adamant about it because I was like, "Why? Who cares if you? Why do women want to pee standing up? I don't understand that." And then she explained the whole thing to me. Sometimes you need to. You sit like you said.
Yeah,
I'm just thinking to myself. You don't want to pee all over your legs.
Because I'm just saying it's you know, it's not very good aim like boys do.
Yeah.
Not very
concentrated. Oh, no, we don't have, trust me, we don't have good aim.
Yeah, but it's like a concentrated stream in your case.
This is why, well, not so much sometimes.
Ours flails a little bit sometimes.
All right. By the way, hey, Dan, have you ever seen the comic? It's like a one-panel comic of a stormtrooper at a urinal. And he completely misses the urinal.
That's pretty good.
Because stormtroopers can't, they shoot a lot in Star Wars and they never kill the good guys.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't hit the urinal because they've got bad aim because they're stormtroopers, see?
Okay.
All right, so the score right now is Dan in the lead with a resounding 6, Nick with 5, and Vic with 4. And we will wrap up Wood Esmeralda by that coming up right after this. My God, we have a question about the KFC nail polish, so we'll have to get to that, too, coming up. Yeah. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, Wild Card Wednesday. 570 area code requested Sniffing the Tears with the song Driver's Seat. From the motion picture, Boogie Nights, used in the movie Boogie Nights. Everyone is born with one thing.
Right? Special thing.
Special thing, that's right. He did not need the Whizzy at all.
No.
No. all right, we're going to get back to Wood Esmeralda. Buy that! We'll wrap that up in a minute. But we had a Donna, couldn't hang on, but she says... wouldn't a downside to wearing the KFC nail polish be dogs and cats following you everywhere? Smokey.
Would it smell that much? I would think if they got close to you, they could smell it and be like, "What's going on there?"
Yeah,
you'd be a popular person with the animals.
You would. 847. It says you totally have a name for the mobile toilet. You can call it the pooper scooter.
Oh, I like
or
that.
Or the scooter pooper.
I like that.
And then 312 just says, look, just buy Depends. They're cheap.
Yeah, but then you got to sit in your own mess.
All right.
I was just saying.
Here's Tom on WGN. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
My daughter and I saw something that was really strange. We saw this one thing. It was a powder that you put in the toilet. And in the process of going taking a dump or taking a poop, and if you flush it, it's supposed to mask the odor. It's called poopery.
Poopery. We used to have a bottle of poopery in the bathroom that is 15 feet away from me.
Right, but that was a spray.
It was a spray. Yeah, yeah. It wasn't a powder that you put in the toilet. Yeah,
I laughed so hard.
Yeah, poopery.
You've got to be kidding.
Yeah.
Like how much powder would you put in? Because could it also
depends on. You know,
no, because I'm thinking
if I went to Chipotle that day, I'm thinking I might go through half a bottle.
No, but I'm also thinking
there you go.
It will stop the sound.
Oh, okay. All right. I see what you're saying.
So,
because
if you're like somewhere in a public area and you don't want people to know.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. Hey, Tom, thanks for the call.
You too.
Okay. I'm glad, Tom, that you used the medical term. You take a dump.
Or
a poop.
Like he said, or. It's like,
I know. I got it the first time. You made it abundantly clear with the first word that you used, Tom. I'm not going to mistake it for anything else. No, but they used to have a bottle of potpourri in here.
Yeah, no, they did.
It's not in here anymore.
Yeah, I thought that stuff was neat.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd buy it.
I totally would. Okay. I just, you know, again, I live alone, so.
Yeah. All right. All right, are you ready now? We're back.
Yes.
To Wood Esmeralda to buy that. Again, the score, Vic 4, Nick 5, and Dan with a perfect 6. Dan always does the best. Dan, you've done best. Every time we've done this, you've won.
What can I say?
Wow. Okay. All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
The zero body anti-gravity bed. If you'd like to see the picture of this item, of course you can see it. If you're playing interactively at home, facebook.com/NickDShow, like us. The bed gives users the feeling that they are floating in midair. Zero Body envelops users in its heated waterbed and folds in a way that gives the sensation of having all sensation removed. Offers the same benefits of a sensory deprivation tank without the water or Epsom salt. Built to interact with an app that provides 6 different audio-guided meditation sessions designed on everything from improving focus to total relaxation. A collaboration between spa brand Starpool, Italian designer Cristiano Mino, and brain wellness research company Neocognita. The price is to be determined. It's still in the beta phase. The Zero Body Anti-Gravity Bed. Okay, Dan. Now, obviously, price is not the object here. It's just, I guess the question is, would she get it? So, Dan, what do you think?
Well, if we would first, when people go to the Facebook page, I'd like to point out that they set up this bed in the picture at an airport.
Yeah,
so the guy's literally looking at planes as he's floating in midair while listening to his guided meditation session. So I don't know what airport in the world has enough room where you could do that.
He lives in the airport.
That's right.
But this strikes me as something that Esmeralda would try,
yeah,
but not buy.
Try, but not buy. So you're saying no. Vic Vaughn, what do you think?
If price is not an option, sure, why not?
You're saying yes.
Yeah.
All right. I am going to agree with Vic, which is probably a mistake. But I'm going to agree with Vic and say yes. So Dan says no, and Vic and I say yes to the zero anti-gravity bed. Esmeralda, would you buy that?
Go with a no.
Oh, my God. Dan is crushing us.
I don't need 2 beds. You don't sleep in this thing. You just hang out in it whenever you want to meditate.
Right. Or if you're William Hurt, you change into a caveman ape. That's from the movie. That's from the movie Altered States, by the way, for the 6 people that've seen that movie. Okay, so a no.
Yeah.
Dan is just crushing it today. Let's find out what's coming up on the opening bell. And here is Steve Grzanich. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Coming up on the opening bell, we're going to talk about pets briefly. Guess how much it costs to actually own a pet every year. We're going to talk with a leading veterinarian about that. Also, it's flu and tick season, believe it or not, and allergy season for pets, the business of pets coming up. Also, there's an investigation into Facebook. We'll tell you what it's all about. Your news feed may be stacked against you. We'll tell you all about it coming up on the opening bell.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
All right, have a great day.
You too, man. All right, that's coming up. Make sure you stay tuned for that. Okay, last one. Are we ready for our last item?
Yes.
Now, we can't catch him, Vic. We can't catch him.
It's mathematically impossible.
It's also mathematically impossible for you to not come in last again.
You're right.
All right, here we go. You're ready. Last item. Is it FOSTA?
FOSTA rhymes with
pasta. I thought it would be like fasta pasta.
Yeah, but
it's
FOSTA pasta microwave pasta cooker, perfect for small kitchens for people who hate to wait for water to boil. Use the FOSTA pasta lid to measure out up to 4 servings. Add nonstick noodles such as macaroni, lasagna, or rotini to the container. Once the pasta is in, add water according to the fill lines on the side of the cooker and microwave the container lid off on high. Once the microwaving is complete, put the lid back on for the container, and you can drain it. So you can drain it. Save time, energy, and water with no boil over. $14.99. Dan.
Yes, especially since she's got that other thing.
You mean the vagina? Vegester? Vegetta? All right. Vic? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. He says yes. I say yes to the Fosta pasta microwave pasta cooker. Esmeralda.
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Even though I don't have a microwave. I stopped eating pasta. But the pasta I do now eat, which is some tofu stuff, you have to boil it. And I hate waiting for water to boil for that stuff.
I didn't know that that was a big thing for people. They hate the water to boil.
Well,
I wasn't aware.
If you have a big pot of water to cook a lot of pasta, it takes forever.
All right. I just spilled water all over the place.
It's like a good 20 minutes, I'd say, to boil water. And then, it takes forever. If I had a microwave, I would stick
Why
all
don't
the
you?
Pasta
I can't
in.
Believe you don't have a microwave.
I don't have the room for it.
Wow. Okay.
And, you know, everything you can do in a microwave, you can do on a stove.
Yeah, I know that.
So.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's it. Dan again wins. He ate. He was perfect. I had 6 and Vic had 5. So, Vic, you did better than you did the last time.
That's slowly.
Awesome. Second place.
You're slowly getting to know me.
No, you were in third place. I had one more than you, Vic. You were still in last place.
Oh.
Yeah.
But first place in our hearts.
That's right. All right, we got a break. Esmeralda, we'll see you tomorrow, okay?
See you tomorrow.
Tomorrow is Thursday. That was Esmeralda. Would you buy that?